The Call of Islam presents Distortions of Ashura.
Ashura, Popular Distortions and Our Responsibility by Martyr Murtaza Mutahhari.
بیشتر دل انسان رو به درد می آورد این است که اتفاقا در میان وقایع تاریخی کمتر واقعی که از نظر نقل‌های معتبر به اندازه حادثه کربلا غنی باشند.
What is more painful is that incidentally there are few events in history that are as rich as the event of Karbala from the viewpoint of reliable sources. Formerly, I used to imagine that the basic reason for the proliferation of legends in this field is that the actual events are not known to anybody. When I studied and I found that no event of remote past, for instance of a period 13 or 14 centuries ago, has as reliable a history as the event of Karbala. Reliable Muslim historians have reported the pertinent episodes with trustworthy chains of transmission from the 1st, 7th and the 2nd, 8th centuries, and their narrations are close and corroborated by one another. There were certain reasons which were responsible for the preservation of these details in history. One of them, which caused the details of this event to be preserved and its objectives to remain clear, were the many speeches, the khutbahs, that were delivered during its course. In those days, an oration was what communiques and press releases are in our ear. In the same way, the official communiques issued during wartime are the best historical source, so were orations in these days. Accordingly, there were many of them before the event of Karbala, during and after it. Individuals from among the Prophet's household made orations in Kufa, Damascus, and other places. Basically, their aim by delivering these orations was to inform the people about the episodes as well as to declare the truth of the matter and to spell out the goals. This was itself one of the reasons for the events to be reported. There were also many exchanges, questions and answers in the event of Karbala, and these are recorded in history. They too disclose for us the nature of the occurrences. Rajaz poetry was also recited a lot during Karbala, and in particular, Abu Abdullah himself recited much Rajaz, and these Rajaz verses also reveal the character of the confrontation. There were many letters that were exchanged before and after the episode of Karbala, letters that were exchanged between the Imam and the people of Kufa, between the Imam and the people of Basra, the letters that the Imam wrote earlier to Muawiyah, which indicate that the Imam was preparing an uprising after Muawiyah's death. The letters that the enemies wrote to one another, Yazid to Ibn Ziyad, Ibn Ziyad to Yazid, Ibn Ziyad to Umar bin Saad, Umar bin Saad to Ibn Ziyad, whose texts are all recorded in the history of Islam.
As the name that خود دشمنان برای دیگر نوشتند یزید برای ابن زیاد برای یزید ابن زیاد برای عمر سعد برای ابن زیاد اینها چون متن اینها در تاریخ اسلام مضبوط است قضایای کربلا قضایای روشنی